I don't have any medical information for you. I just come off the field at an interview with Drew Smith and came in. So. Very unfortunate. There's a series of tests that were done. Like a lot of times with these type of injuries, the player feels great and, doesn't really believe that that's the case. And that's exactly what happened here. So he's a young man that's got a phenomenal attitude, and he'll take this as another challenge.
Is it definitely an ACL, Mike?
That's really for Jared to talk about.
He's gone for the season, though, from here.
We haven't made a roster move yet.
What does that mean for a guy like Miles White, who's been here for a year and knows the slot?
Well, I think Miles and, Ken Dorsey, all those guys, it's, Harper, it's more opportunities. It's the nature of how the game of football goes when your opportunity is presented, whether it's more reps in practice, and you have to take advantage of it. It's such a competitive group. We talked about it before the season, clearly on paper. I thought it was the deepest group of receivers that we had in camp in my time here. And as we've gone through the first week and a half of camp, I still feel the same way.
How do you think tonight went overall?
I like tonight. I thought the environment was incredible. The fans were phenomenal. Record crowd. Just the juice. The players really felt the juice there. There's a lot of comments on, because everybody's a little, it's a practice versus scrimmage, but the energy was tremendous. The quality of work, I'm sure I'm going to be pleased with watching the tape. It was kind of nice having the Jumbotrons because you can watch the play live and get a replay right there. So, it's almost like you're watching, you haven't studied the film, but we got better. I felt like we improved as a football team tonight.
Hey Mike, what do you think of Lyra like trying to hurl that guy? Is that just part of the game, or what do you think of that?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to talk to Colt. I probably ought to talk to him about that first.
One of the guys who looked like he got through was Pennell. I guess what'd you think of his night?
I thought Pennell showed up. He had a couple times, particularly in the move of the ball period. I know he was free, clean tackle on the back. So he definitely flashed tonight.
Mike, Jared ran out with the team and then stood on the sidelines pretty much the whole time. So that is acceptable for somebody with a major knee injury like that. Not a problem for him to do that.
Didn't look like it. Like I said earlier, Jared didn't believe the news when he got it. So,
when you go back and look at Thursday's practice, when did it happen?
I couldn't tell you exactly the play. It was a situation where someone rolled up on him.
Inadvertently, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Special teams or from screwing?
Don't recall. I saw the play. I don't recall what period it was in.
As a coach, is it tough to balance what you need to get done as far as the practice goes into what the fans paid for? Is it hard to find that balancing act?
No, I've never given that any thought. I'd pay to watch that performance tonight. It's an opportunity to see your favorite football team and be a big part of trying to make us better with the environment that the fans created for us. Was as good as it's been. I was a little curious to see what the flow was going to be like because it's totally different to the fans. But the energy, from where I was standing was unbelievable. I thought it was awesome. Maybe our best level of energy as far as the participation, the music, and, I know our game day operations and have, looking into some new things. And I thought it was more than I thought it was going to be, frankly. I was very pleased with the environment.
Mike, were your own kids here? Were they looking forward to
it? I hope so. Yeah. Find out when I get done.
More please. Day off tomorrow, and will Monday night be in pads or shells? What the week did you have in your first?
We practice Monday at 5:30. So that'll be a padded practice. That'll be our last installation practice. Today was install 7, and Monday will be install 8. It takes us 8 to get it to get everything in.
Did you suffer any injuries tonight?
Not that I'm aware of. I came right from the interview to here. So I know a couple guys limped off. I haven't been in the training room yet.